First of all, dat moet nog even voor de people who actually made it possible to have this course happen here in the masjid, especially Brother Khalid, Brother Zikrun, Brother Abdul Hakim, and Brother Imran, and other members of the HPD Islamic Society. Also, special thanks.
Jazakumullah khairan also for the people who actually designed this course, developed this course, and you will see how beneficial it is, inshallah. Congratulations also to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you amongst, you know, so many people who are out there. There are thousands of classes happening around this world, and as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are the people who learn the Qur'an and teach them. So this is amongst the best of the classes, inshallah. And obviously there are many people out there who are not learning or teaching and not participating in any of that, so you are better than them. So congratulations to all of you. So we'll start, inshallah, lesson 1A. Before we actually get into it, I will just go through some frequently asked questions, as they say, FAQs. And these FAQs is basically to explain what this course is about, inshallah, shortly. So first of all, if you are wondering who developed this course, this is a brother who is director of Understand Quran Academy based in Hyderabad, India. And this brother is now currently based in Saudi Arabia. He has a PhD in chemical engineering, but he had a passion from the very beginning that he wanted to convey the Quran to every Muslim, and especially every non-Arab Muslims who have no background of Arabic. So he took this passion and he ended up in Saudi Arabia, and that's where he developed this course. His name is Dr. Abdulaziz Abdul Rahim, and I encourage you, as well as I ask you to make dua for him, that he has developed such a nice course, inshallah, and you will really appreciate as we will go along. So how did I get involved into it? In 2009, I did the Hajj, alhamdulillah. And that was the time I started praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about, you know, whatever I prayed. Just after the Hajj, I stayed a few more days in Saudi Arabia because some of my relatives are there. And I came across this, one of the brothers actually took me to one of the Quran classes. And it turned out to be the Understand Quran class. And that's what my introduction to the Quran. So I consider this course as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me, as a gift of Hajj. So I take it like that. Okay, so a very common question that, you know, might be arising in your minds or might not be. I read Quran regularly. Yeah, so I recite Quran. Do I still need to understand Quran? This is very natural. You know, people can ask, you know, isn't this sufficient? And we're talking about those people who actually recite Quran regularly. We're not talking about the people who never touch the Quran. Yeah, that's a different category. That's not our topic. So how about the people who actually recite Quran regularly? Do they still need to understand Quran? And here is my 5-cent example, if you like. If I imagine that, you know, one of us, or I have $1 million sitting in my house, maybe in a, you know, a bag or something like that, and I kiss it every day, and over the whole 1 year, I count it. Yeah, so I do the counting of $1 million over 1 year, or maybe once a month or something like that. Yeah, do you think that I am still wise? I'm just counting and I'm not using this $1 million. Yeah, so I hope that you would understand where I am coming from. So just having, you know, this money and not investing it or anything, it's not going to benefit you. Similarly, the Quran. Now, this is not a very good analogy, by the way. Yeah, this Quran, the example that I gave you, is just to make you understanding easy. Yeah, why? Because $1 million or nothing in this world, or in this, you know, heavens and the earth, is equivalent to Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yunus, يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Farah is a word which is used usually in negative connotation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like the one who boasts. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you really want to boast, really boast on this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. And this is better than whatever you can collect. Now, you know, I and you maybe collect, you know, spend our whole life, you know, we might be able to get to $1 million mark, but imagine, you know, the richest person in this world, you know, maybe Amir of Brunei or whatever, you know, or Bill Gates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, whatever you can collect, this book that is revealed to you is better than all of that. Yeah? So do I still need? Okay. If I still haven't convinced you, another point here, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and scholars have told us this from the Quran, that there are six rights of Quran on every Muslim. Six rights. Yeah? Number one, who will tell me? The first right of Quran. Even before that, that's good. That's second. Believing in Quran. Yeah? This is the iman that Allah, this is the book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then reciting it. Then pondering over its verses. And then doing the admonition, so tadabbur and tadakkur, and finally, implementing it in your life, acting upon it that is, and then preaching it to others, the tabligh. So six rites of the Quran. So these rites of the Quran for every Muslim. So don't consider that I don't need to read, understand Quran, obviously you need it. And most importantly, do we need hidayah or not? Each one of us. Every prayer we stand up, what we say? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. Did he not? He said, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So if Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying it, you know, imagine where do we stand. So we need, every one of us need guidance, just like we need food and water for survival. We need guidance for our spiritual survival in this world. And where is the hidayah? This is the book of guidance, isn't it? Hudal lil muttaqin. This is the very first ayah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Okay, so the next question is, isn't understanding Quran very difficult? And therefore it is the job of the scholars? So, we'll talk about this later, but just one ayah, which is repeated in two pages surah. There is one surah in Quran, two pages long, surah Al-Qamar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this ayah four times in this surah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats something, it means it's very, very important, yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. So we have indeed made this Qur'an very easy. For what? Dhikr. So is there someone who will take the admonition? Yeah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this open challenge, if you like, for all the people to come and understand. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that understanding Qur'an is easy, then who is someone here who will tell you that, you know, understanding Quran is not easy? Obviously, there is some misunderstanding, very common misunderstanding amongst Muslims, which is if you understand what does dhikr mean, and we'll talk about it inshallah shortly, then, you know, many of the confusions will be clarified. Another question might come, I am too old, I don't have enough background of Arabic, is it still okay? So will I still be able to learn? My answer is again, where does Surah Ar-Rahman start? Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. Yeah? Ar-Rahman is the one who, allama mean, taught. He is the one who taught Qur'an. So who is our teacher? Ultimate teacher is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if He is your teacher, He shouldn't be worrying about anything, inshallah. And He has made it easy, so don't consider that it's difficult, inshallah. This is from shaitan, so leave this thought behind. So this course, especially why this course, this brother has developed this course with two things in mind. Number one, 95% of the Muslims in this world are non-Arabs. 95% of the Muslims are non-Arab. Second thing, we don't have enough time, unfortunately, to learn Quran. Very unfortunate, but that's true. So these two things in mind, he has developed this course, inshallah, and you will see 10 hours lecture and you know you will be covering 50% of the words of the Quran, inshallah. So, and there are you know, scientific ways of doing it. And what scientific way? When you know, when you saw this maybe in the flyer, you might be wondering what scientific methods are used in this course. So, if you are aware here, maybe you know, raise hands. Power learning techniques, lateral thinking. You know, these guys from psychology or neurosciences, they have developed these techniques of, you know, how you can use the maximum capacity of human brain. A human brain is very, very powerful. It's just a matter of using it properly, and that will enhance your skills of memorizing it easier, retaining it longer, and recalling it easier, inshallah. And these are the techniques that are used in this course, and you will see what do we mean by this. So would we really be able to learn 50% words of the Quran? You know, one very simple example. The words of Surah Al-Fatiha, if you, you know, which we recite every day, these words are repeated in Quran 7,500 times, which is about 10% of the whole Quran. So that's how easy it is, inshallah. And I will show you the frequency chart shortly, and you will see, inshallah, that it's quite possible. Actually, there are 125 words that we will be covering in this course, which are repeated 40,000 times, which is 50% of the Quran, inshallah. So, final question might be, I want to learn actually 100% of the Quran, so does this course provide a way forward, a roadmap? Absolutely. This is short course 1, which is followed by short course 2, which will take you up to 70% of the Quran. And to learn the whole Quran, you need 250 hours. So these two courses are 20 hours, 10 hours this short course 1, 10 hours short course 2. The whole Quran, we need 250 hours. But this will take you, these two courses, with some homework and attending these courses, inshallah, I'm quite positive, and I'm quite, if you like, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm quite confident that when you will stand in Ramadan, listening to Taraweeh in the and listening to Quran in the Taraweeh, inshallah, you will be getting, you know, more than 50% of the essence of the Quran, inshallah. Okay, so finally, can I do this course on my own? And what are the advantages if not? So, absolutely, you can do this course on your own, at your own time, in your home, and so on. These, all of the material is available online on web. The three advantages that I see to do this course here in a classroom setting. Number one is this hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim. You know, this was the hadith that Imam was referring to in today's khutbah, the first part. The later part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever goes out of his house for learning Quran or learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the path to Jannah easy for him. And then he says that there are no people who get together in a house of Allah, in a masjid, to learn Quran, that tranquility descends upon them, mercy covers them, and the angels surround them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about these people to to a very high place, to the highest of the angels. So what else do we need? So the advantage number one is, by doing this in the classroom, in this setting, inshallah, you are getting this extra advantage, which is getting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tranquility, number one. Number two, I think it will give you discipline. You will have some sort of obligation you will feel towards doing the assignments and, you know, the little bit of homework, not much, 10-15 minutes every day. So, inshallah, with this course, it will, you know, give you some regularity. So, in 10 weeks' time, I hope that, you know, it will be, you will be able to get to up to that point that where we want to get to. And finally, the third thing is team spirit. It will give you competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to compete for the in the khairat, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us fastabiqul khairat, so try to lead one another in khairat, in doing good. So inshallah, when we are in this class, just like as you are in any of the worldly class where you try to be at the top, you know, at the top level, try to be at the top here, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you and seeing who is doing the best of it. So some of the, you know, FAQs, just to clarify things, inshallah, if you have any questions here, I will stop here for like 10 seconds and take one or two questions if you have any. Otherwise, we'll move forward. Okay, Jazakallah khairan. So, as the saying goes, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Yeah, so we need to plan. So what is our plan? First of all, understand what the task is. Yeah. So we need to understand what our task is that we are going to do. Number two, we need to plan. Yeah, what we need to make a plan. Number three, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us in achieving this plan, in fulfilling this plan. Number four, we start the task, you know, go ahead with it. And don't forget, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, if you walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He runs towards you. Yes? So you've already, the very reason that you're here, you've already taken a step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will come to you. Keep that in mind, inshallah. Be positive. Okay, so what do we need to know? First of all, understand the task. What is our task? How many words are there of the Quran? If you take a mushaf from Medina, the ones that are usually available, there are about 600 pages. Now on every page, there are about 15 lines. And on average, every line has 9 words. Yes? And so this, on average, you will see that every page of the Quran has 130 words. Yeah, that leads us to approximately 78,000 words in the whole of the Quran. That's our target. That's where you have to reach. You have to understand 100% of the Quran. Our target is learning 78,000 words. That's a big task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. Fortunately, there are only 17,000 which are non-repeated. So which means the unique words are only 17,000. Rest of them are repeated. Yeah, with little bit of sarf, which is grammar. Little bit of grammar that we will do in this course, inshallah, this will reduce to 4,500 unique words. Okay? And if we are talking about, so the second course, if we take the second course as well, which is how to, a surf, by the way, means actually word construction. So understanding how the words are formed in Arabic. If you understand this formula, which is very, very easy, you will see Arabic is like a mathematical language. Really maths. You know, and you will see it's a very simple equations. You apply it and you get the output. You will see. So the root words, really, this is our target. About 2,000 words. Yeah? And give me an example. The example is here. Ilm. What does ilm mean? Knowledge. Yeah? Everyone knows this. The root words here are ayn, lam, meem. Three root letters. Three root letters here. Now, take these three root letters and make as many words as you can. Alima means he learned. Allama mean he taught. Ta'allama mean he learned slowly, gradually. Alim, the scholar. Ma'loom, the known. So you keep on making these words just using these three root letters. All you need to know is know these formulas. And it's, I will tell you how to do this. So very, very easy, inshallah. Easy to learn, as I told you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Qamar, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. We have indeed made this Qur'an easy to understand and remember the meaning of zikr. So, you know, so don't never say that this is difficult. This is from shaitan, this kind of thought. So we can't contradict the Qur'an itself. So Allah has made His Qur'an easy for us. In wonderful ways. For example, as I gave you the example, Surah Al-Fatiha, the words of Surah Al-Fatiha are repeated about 7,500 times. Out of? The total words are? 78,000. So 7,500 is about 10%. Yeah. So if you know exactly every word, the meaning of every word of Surah Al-Fatiha, that is already 10% of the Quran. Okay. And how will we do it? So this is our task. We will just take the salah. So we are just going to learn these words through our salah and six surahs that we commonly recite. Everyone knows, yeah? Surah Al-Falaq. Everyone knows it here? Surah An-Nas, yeah? Surah Ikhlas. So the six surahs, Surah Al-Kawthar, yeah? All of these very simple surahs, we will take them. Surah Al-Fatiha, of course, and the Adhkar in our salah that we recite every day. So using these, inshallah, we will cover about 100 words, 125 words, which are repeated in Quran 40,000 times. And what is our target again? 78,000. Keep that in your mind, inshallah. So that's how we will get to 50% of the word of the Quran. Okay, that's the course 2 that I was talking to you about. Once you achieve this, inshallah, we move on to course number 2, which is another 150 words. So 250 words in total will take you up to understanding about 55,000 the words in the 250 words which are repeated in Quran 55,000 times. That's about 70% of the Quran. And the whole okay, and this is also important. So What did I tell you? On every page of the Quran, how many words on average? About 130 words. Yes? 130 multiplied by 600 is 78,000. Easy maths. 13 into 6 is 78. Yeah? Remember this. So, after doing this, these two courses, inshallah, your target is that easy. Part 1, Juz 1. Yeah? Juz Awwal is, the new words will be 20 per page. Then 2 to 5, 12 per page. Then 6 per page, and 29 to 30, 12 per page. So that's how. So, originally there are 130 words on every page, but using these two, after these two courses, inshallah, the task will be reduced for you. And human brain capacity is amazing. Research has shown that you can memorize about 15 words every day. 15 words. And the key to that is repetition. So we have a temporary memory and a permanent memory. So to register information to permanent memory, you just need repetition. And there are ways of doing it, inshallah. We will do that in the part of this course. So the whole Quran, as I said, will take about 250 hours. But this is not our first target. Our first target is this course 1 and then, inshallah, course 2, which will take us up to 70% of the Quran. So the objectives of the course, once again, to convince you that the Quran is easy to understand, to pray salah effectively. When I say to pray salah effectively, one of the techniques used in this course is that every word that we will learn, we will attach examples to it. And I'll show you what do I mean by this. Yeah, so when you attach examples, hopefully when you stand up in the Quran, in the salah, some of these examples will come to your mind. So the idea is that you attach your emotions, your imaginations to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this, inshallah, you will see that your salah will become more effective. Encourage you to recite Quran again and again with understanding, inshallah, and help interacting with the Quran. So this book is a living book. This is the only book that the owner of the book himself actually sees you when you're doing it. Yeah, any other book of this world, if you're reading it, does author know what you're thinking about it, what you're reading? This is the only book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over you. He also knows what's inside you. What are you thinking when you're reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is very, very powerful, inshallah. So you need to start interacting with the Quran and to generate the team spirit as we are going to do. So part 1 is 19 lessons. And we'll do Surah Al-Fatiha and the last 6 surah, parts of Salah, supplications, plus grammar rule in every. So in every lesson, we'll take one ayah or, you know, one of these verses from the Quran or a hadith and grammar. So every lesson is part 1, or so part A is understanding an ayah from Quran or, you know, a few verses from Quran, and part B is learning a little bit of grammar, inshallah. And 19 lessons we will be, we'll get there. So that's our strategy. I've already explained to you. One very big difference here is that we are not learning here Arabic. Just, you know, you have to be very, very clear here. This is not about learning Arabic language. This is about only understanding Quran. Okay, so learning a language actually requires from you these things, these skills as well. Speaking and writing. So for understanding a language or learning a language, you need listening, reading, speaking and writing skills. What we are concentrating here is listening and reading only, which is because we want to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell us. Yeah. So this is not about learning Arabic. This is about understanding Quran, inshallah. This is what our focus is. And one of the techniques, as I said, is that we will focus more on vocabulary. If you take conventional Arabic courses, they start with nahw, which means sentence construction. So they will start telling you about nouns, how to connect nouns and so on. Okay? The approach taken in this course is that how children grow up. You know, how a child learns to say, bring me water. Does he understand the whole sentence in the very beginning? Of course not. You know, a child will learn first to say water, yeah? So it will take some time to that he will start pronouncing water, water, water. And then he will say bring, and then he will combine. So this is the approach taken here. you do the vocabulary first, build up your vocabulary, and then go to sentence construction, inshallah. So that's our focus, that's what the strategy is. And we will be using, let's focus on grammar here, because, you know, if I tell you, the word yu'minun, for example, is a ghaib, it's jama, it's mudhakkar, it's mahmuz, it's from bab if'al, you know, fail mubare, and so on, you will run away, you know, it's too difficult. So inshallah, this is not our focus. Our focus is to, and you will see that there's easy way of doing it, inshallah. So clear your doubts, any doubts if you have in mind, you know, or anything, just be positive attitudes, and inshallah have firm belief that Allah is the teacher of the Quran, inshallah, and we have taken a step towards Him, He will inshallah make it easy for us. Yeah? Golden rules, I listen, I forget. Okay, I see, I remember, I practice, I learn, which means a little bit of homework as well, and I teach, I master. These four steps, keep that in mind, inshallah. If you want to master something, ultimately you will be teaching. So, you know, when you are attending this course, attend this course with this mindset. I told you, brother, how many Muslims, at least, you know, if you look here, at least, even in Canberra, not to talk about the whole world, yeah? I said 95% of the Muslims are non-Arabs. Who will teach Quran to them? 95%, 99% doesn't know the meaning of the Quran. What is Quran saying? And that is one of our problems, that we have so much ikhtilaf, you know, we have so many disputes and so on. Because we don't have any understanding of the Quran. So who is going to go out and teach to all of these Muslims? So become a teacher here. Inshallah, attend this course with an understanding that you will be teaching it to more people, inshallah. And then I said, understand what the task is. Plan how to go about it. We did this. The third step is dua. Yeah, so we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us in reciting the Quran properly, understanding it, reflecting, contemplating upon Al Quran, implementing it in our lives, and spreading and learning the message of Al Quran, inshallah. Okay, so that's an exercise very, very quickly at the end of lesson number 1A, which is think, pair, and share. Yeah, so I will give you 1 minute. To think about all the information that we just shared here. Think about, you know, just try to revise it in your mind. Step number 2, take a person next to you. So, pair with someone next to you. And if there is odd numbers of people here, then there will be one group of 3 people, yeah? And then share what you have just learned. Like, for example, how many words in the Quran and so on, inshallah. So this is 3 minutes exercise. We'll skip the writing part. So we'll just take this. And this is from Power Learning. So your time starts now, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah khair. Takbir. 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 Inshallah, we're back here. So, we move on to part B of lesson 1, which is, inshallah, we'll take the grammar part now. Okay, so part B, as I said, inshallah, we'll do the grammar. And before I get into the grammar, the technique that we will be using here, I'm just going to explain you the technique here. This is called total physical interaction. Okay, the idea is very simple. As I told you, these techniques are using the literal thinking methodology, which is that apply as many thinking sense as many senses as you can to register information. I'll give you example. So if you know, I didn't know about kangaroos, for example, when I came to Australia. So you know, a few years back, before I came to Australia, I didn't know what kangaroo is. So if someone told me what a kangaroo as a word is an animal, I will register information using some, you know, so I'll say, yeah, kangaroo. If they explain to me that's how he looks like, you know, the kangaroo looks like it, 4 legs and, you know, long tail and so on, his pouch, and so I will register information in a certain way. If someone shows me a picture, this will be stored in my brain, this information, in a different way. And finally, if I come here in Australia and I see the kangaroo myself, you know, standing next to it, I will never forget. You know, I will have the smell of the kangaroo, and I've seen it now, I've touched it. I will never forget what the kangaroo looks like. Is that right or not? So these are the type of techniques that's used here. So the idea is that you say it, you see it, you know, hear it, see it, think it, say it, show it, and do it with love and enthusiasm. As an example, a word, if I ask you, turja'oon. Yeah, very commonly word used. Turja'oon in Quran. What does that mean? Anyone? Turja'oon? Just return? Okay, so this is passive voice, which means you will be returned. You will be returned. And that's in the future sense, yeah? You return or you will be returned. Okay? The sign that we will be used to convey this is this. Turja'oon. Okay? You will understand it shortly. What this is saying, my four fingers is saying that this is a plural word. Okay? And the reason I am not say, I don't have it this way, rather I have it this way. It's saying it's passive voice, it's not active voice. Okay? And I'm pointing towards you, which means that it's for the second person. It means towards second person. So just by using this sign here, I have conveyed you many messages. And the very reason that I'm using my right hand, it means that it's mudhakkar, which is the masculine gender. Yeah. So every word in Arabic have a gender, either masculine or feminine. It is plural or singular. It has other different forms as well, inshallah. So just by using these techniques, and how will we do it? Okay, so this is, I'll come back to this, inshallah. How will we do it is using this technique. So our first task is to learn these six words which have been repeated in Quran about 1300 times. Give me an example. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. So huwa, qul huwa Allahu ahad. Similarly, if you read Surah Al-Kafirun, yeah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا عَبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ مَا عَبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَبِدُ مَا عَبَدُ. So very commonly used words, 1300, repeated in the Quran 1300 times. So we will use TPI to learn them. And how I will do it? I will use for my masculine, for masculine gender, I will use my right hand and I will point with my single finger for single person. So, if in speech, how many forms do you have? How many persons do you have? You have a third person, the person who is not here that you are talking about. In English, we have he, she, it. Yeah? We have you and the you and they. They would be the person who is not here, third person. Yeah? If I want to say you all, then this is the second person who is here. If I want to say I and we, this is first person. So in English you say third person singular, third person plural. Yeah? Second person singular, second person plural. First person singular, first person plural. The signs I will use is using this. So I will say huwa he. Okay? And then you will repeat after me. So say, and you have to do it this TPI sign, inshallah. Why it is important that we will learn about 25,000 words using this technique. So follow me, inshallah, and say huwa he. On your right hand side, say loudly with single finger, huwa he. Whom they. Yeah. Don't shy, brothers, inshallah. You will see this is very, very important. You need to develop the skill now. You are going to learn 25,000 words using this technique. So once more, huwa he. Whom they. Anta you. Antum you all. Ana I. Nahnu we. Once again. Huwa he. Hum they. Anta you. Antum you all. Ana I. Nahnu we. We are Arabs now. We don't know any other language. So we'll repeat it only in Arabic, inshallah. Huwa. Hum. And think, you know, orientate your mind. Imagine that you know, one of your friends is standing here. Very tall friend, you know, 7 foot long. So, huwa. Hum. Anta. Antum. Ana. Nahnu. Once more, inshallah. Huwa. Hum. Anta. Antum. Ana. Nahnu. Huwa. Hum. Anta. Antum. Ana. Nahnu. Single finger and four fingers. Yeah, just inshallah keep practicing. These are 1300 with 2 minutes exercise. We have learned six words which are repeated in Quran 1300 times, inshallah. And important lesson here, whenever you're looking at a word in Quran, look for two or three constructs. For example, wa huwa is, there are two words here basically. Wa is a word which means and, huwa is a word which means he. Wa huwa and he. Yeah. Similarly, you can do all of them. So you say wa huwa, wa hum, wa anta, wa antum, wa ana, wa ana, wa nahnu, wa hiya. Hiya is for the feminine gender. Yeah. So you can, and similarly, if you add Fa, for example. What does the letter Fa mean? So. Very good. So Fa literally means so in Arabic. Yeah. So you can do the same here. Fahuwa, fahum, faanta, faantum, faana. So it means so he, so they, so you all, and so on. So look for these two or three constructs when you're looking in the words. Now, you might ask, why aren't we covering, I have heard that, you know, there are, the Arabic, we have plural for two, a different plural for two persons. Yes, this is true. But we're not, we're covering six forms only instead of the total 14 forms. So if you look at the total forms, in Arabic, for two persons, there is a different singular, different plural word. So for example, if I want to see, if I want to say they two, I would say huma. Yeah. Similarly, for feminine gender, I would say hunna. So for feminine gender, I will say huma, and huma is the same for masculine gender as well. If I want to say the anta as for masculine gender, if I want to say for feminine gender, I will say anti. Yeah, antuma. But we are not concentrated in this, so don't mix it. Don't get confused. We are only going to focus here on the six constructs. The reason only there is no discrimination, the reason is that these are the forms that are used most often in the Quran. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, it means both the masculine gender as well as feminine gender. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both male and female. Okay, so another inshallah 3 minutes, think, pair and share exercise. So what the information that we quickly we have done here, if you do it here, and then we'll move to the next lesson inshallah. So 1 minute for thinking of the information that we just did, and then 2 minutes for sharing of what you understand, what you learned. Inshallah, we'll repeat it many times, so don't worry. Okay, Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, very very quickly, a few learning tips. You have hundreds and thousands of, really, literally billions of cells in your brain, and there each brain has about 20,000, what they say, branches. And they are connected using billions of connections again in you. This is the recent research that tells us. Okay? And all of these connections are, you know, there are more than 500 times these connections, you know, per second are made and break in your brain. Okay, so we have, what does that mean? We have enormous capacity. Our brain has enormous capacity. And we hardly use 5% of our brain. So most of it is empty. Okay? So make use of it, inshallah, as much as possible. And also for our you know, elders here, you only lose 3% of your cells, even if you get up to age of 60. So don't, this cannot be your excuse, inshallah. Yeah? So you still have enough cells to make use of them. And as I say, for brain and muscles, exercise is necessary. Yeah? If I don't use my elbow, so I put a plaster here for 1 month, you know, after I take off the plaster, after 1 month, I won't be able to move this, because this is too weak. Yes? So I have not used this muscle for a very long time, this will become very, very weak. Okay? So similarly, your brain, if you're not going to use it, you're going to lose it. So use it or lose it, and what's better than using it for understanding and learning Quran, inshallah. So once again, we have learned in this lesson 6 words, which repeat in Quran about 1295 times. That's our target, inshallah, 78,000. Okay. So we start with Surah Al-Fatiha, and we'll take some grammar as well in this lesson. But in this lesson, we'll cover another 7 words, and our tally will reach up to about 4,500 words, inshallah, by the end of this lesson. And that's where we stop today. Surah Al-Fatiha, the very first surah of the Quran. How important it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to read this in every rakah of our prayer. How important it could be. Yeah, just bring this Hadith Qudsi in your mind, in your head, you know, whenever you're standing there and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided the salah, and salah here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the Surah Al-Fatiha, it's equating it to salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have divided the salah between me and my servants. Okay, and I'm just giving you the mafhum or the meaning of the, not the exact words of the hadith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I reply, I respond back to him and I say, Hamidani Abdi, that my servant has praised me. When I say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back and he say, Athna alayya abdi, that I have, my servant has exalted me. And when he says, Maliki yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that majjadini abdi, that my servant has glorified me. And then when the servant says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is between me and my servant. Okay, and he will get whatever he will say after this. So after this, when you make the dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you what you asked for. So how big ni'mah is this one? Yeah. So imagine if we are reading Surah Al-Fatiha and our brain is somewhere else. Imam Ibn Qayyim said about this, that if our soul is not covered with, you know, this desire, the fumes of desires and, you know, darkness of our soul, just having this feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you three times, my servant, my servant, my servant, you know, your heart would fly away with happiness. You know, just with this feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just saying to you, abdi, 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 three times. So bring that to your head when you're next time standing for Salah and reading Surah Al-Fatiha. Very, very important. As I said, the words of Surah Al-Fatiha has been repeated in the Quran about 7,500 times. So this is an example. For example, Al-Ladina, Min Al-Ladina, Allahi, Siratim Mustaqim, and so on. So this is a randomly chosen page from Quran. And these are the words, the red words here are the ones that are taken from Surah Al-Fatiha. So when we say that the words of Surah Al-Fatiha are repeated in Quran 7,500 times, that's what we mean here. So we start with ta'awud, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, when you start reciting the Quran, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So protection first. Just like, you know, when you're flying, taking the flight here, you know, the first thing that they tell you is what? Buckle up, yeah? So put on your seat belts and so on. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. A'udhu. A'udhu bi. A'udhu means I seek refuge. So with me, A'udhu, I seek refuge. Yeah? A'udhu, everyone knows this, inshallah. A'udhu means I seek refuge, or I take refuge. Billahi. Remember what I said about the words of the Quran? When you look at them, look for two or three constructs here. So billahi here is a combination of what? Towards B and Allah. Just like fa has a meaning, wa has a meaning, B has also a meaning in Arabic. B means, usually it's used as a preposition, which means in. As that's how we translate it, yeah? A'udhu billah, I take refuge in Allah. I take refuge in Allah. So that's what we are looking for. B and Allah, billah, yeah? Allah, who is Allah? Everyone knows this, yeah? The proper noun of the unique name of the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the, who is Allah? Our creator, the creator of this heavens and the earth. And I was reading this, you know, about astronomy this morning, and I'll just share it with you just to give some imagination, just to associate some feelings with the words of Allah, Allah here. Okay, now, who knows what is a light year? Light year. When we say one light year, what does that mean? The time it takes, is it a time unit, by the way, or a length unit? It's a length unit, yeah? It's the time it takes for the speed of for light to travel through the vacuum for 1 year. Yeah? And what is the speed of light? 300,000 meter per second square? Is that right? Meter per second, yeah? That's what the speed of light is. Now, if it travels, the light travels with this speed for 1 year, it's going to cover 9.5 trillion kilometers. 9.5 trillion kilometers. Okay. With the latest astronomy, with the, you know, the telescopes and so on, the furthest edge of this universe, observable universe, and I will explain to you what does observable mean here, is about 47.5 billion light years away. 47.5 billion light years away is the furthest edge of observable universe. And by the way, observable universe means that this is the light has traveled for that long through the time to reach us here. So the universe actually is expanding, as the current science is telling us. Yeah, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran as well. So the universe is constantly expanding. So imagine the vastness. It actually, you know, just startles you with the, you know, the mind gets really stuck into the numbers and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what? On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grasp the earth will be in His grasp, and all of the heavens will be in His right hand. In Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it will be the, all of the heavens will be wrapped around His right hand. Now imagine the vastness and this. So this is, we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Quran? Kalamullah. Yeah, His words. So imagine, so just associate some feelings with it. What, who are we talking with? And when you say A'udhu Billah, straight away, you know, you should have a feeling that I have sought refuge, or I have taken refuge in the highest of the authorities, you know, in the most supreme, inshallah. So who else can give you the refuge? Who else can give us the refuge, inshallah? Min, the word min itself, if I ask you what does min means, you will say, I don't know, yeah? So take this example, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan. Min means from, and this is repeated in Quran about 3,000 times. So very important word, 3,000 times. A'udhu Billahi Min, which means from, Ash Shaitan. Ash Shaitan, again, break it down, you have Al and Shaitan, yeah? Ash Shaitan, the Satan. And it's driven from the root letters Sheen, Pa and Noon. So, but anyways, we don't go into that detail. So, Ash-Shaytan, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Yeah? And when we combine it with the Noon, it becomes Nir-Rajim. Ar-Rajim means, this is a new word. You know Rajam? What is Rajam? Common. Who went to Hajj? Very good, mashallah. Yeah? So, brother must have gone to Hajj. Yeah? When you go to Hajj, what you do? You throw stones on the shaitan. This is called the rajam. Yeah. So this is sorry. So that's why it's Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is telling us. I take refuge in Allah from shaitan, the outcast. Why Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is asking us to say? He could have stopped here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. No, but he's saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. He wants to keep us reminding ourselves that shaitan is the outcasted one. He is away from mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can never be our friend. So we should not take it as a friend, and we should also consider it as enemy. So repeat with me with this feeling. So feel happy when you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim, because you are now in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most powerful protection, inshallah. And feel closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you say it. Remember I said that, you know, we have to attach meanings with and feelings with each of the words, or at least the verses of the Quran. So repeat with me when I say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, you repeat the meaning. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan the outcast. Say it again, brothers. A'udhu in Allah from Satan the outcast. Jazakumullah khair. So next we move. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Again, Bismi. Look, how would you break it down? B and ism. Very good. B and ism. Ism means name. Yeah, so when you say ma ismuka, what is your name? B means in. So B ismi, in the name Allahi, and we just talked about Allah, the ismu zat, which is the proper noun, the unique name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the plural of ism is, the plural of ism is asma. We say asmaul husna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, we know about 99, around 100 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Asma'ul Husna, which is the plural of Ism. Ism means names, Asma means names. So, bi ismi or bismi, Allah, we have already discussed this, Ar-Rahman. Now, there are many words in Arabic on this weight. Ar-Rahman, Atshan. Atshan means extremely thirsty. Ghadban, extremely angry. Yeah, Jawan, extremely hungry. So Ar-Rahman, intensely merciful. Intensely merciful. Yeah? When you say Ar-Rahman, it means extremely merciful. Okay? And then remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when during one of the battles, you know, when there were captives here, one of the women were looking around for his child, and when she found it, she put it to her chest, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba. He said, "Would you think that this woman or this mother would ever throw his child in the fire?" Yeah. What did the Sahaba replied? Obviously, no. How could the mother throw his child in the her child in the fire? Yeah. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah loves more. Yeah, Allah loves you more than this mother to her child. So imagine that Allah's mercy and Allah's love towards us. Yeah, Ar-Rahman, intensely merciful. Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim means continuously merciful. Okay, there are many words in Arabic which comes on this pattern. For example, Jameel. Jameel means beautiful. Now, a person doesn't become Jameel overnight. Yeah, if someone is beautiful, he's beautiful throughout his life. Yeah, Kareem, good mannered. Yeah, so if a person is Kareem, he's Kareem throughout the life. Similarly, Ar-Rahim, continuously merciful. Now, you multiply both of them, extremely merciful and continuously merciful. Yeah, so intensity with continuity. One of the scholars was giving the example. It's like, you know, if you have seen a mountainous river flowing through a mountain. Have you ever seen it? Ever seen a river flowing in a mountains? Usually it's very, very fast. You know, very furious, and it's continuously flowing. So imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's extreme and it's continuous, inshallah. So with this feeling, imagine the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Imagine, feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and feel the confidence that and hope that, you know, we are, by saying it, we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So repeat with me, with passion and with feelings. When I say the Arabic, you say the meaning, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Once more, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you say Alhamd, two meanings. All praises and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? It's not only all praises. For example, when you finish the your food, what do you say? Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani wa saqani, and so on. So, and similarly, when you put on new dress and so on. So Alhamd means have both meanings. All praises and all thanks. Lillahi, again, who will break it? So how would you break the lillahi? How many words here again? Li and Allah. Very good. So Li means for, and Allah is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unique name. Lillahi. Alhamd, all praises and thanks. Lillahi, for Allah or to Allah. Rabb. When you say Rabb, yeah, what does Rabb means? Nourisher, cherisher, the Lord. Yeah, what brings some feeling to it? So when you say to your mom, or if you want to remember your mom, what do you say? Oh, my mom, yeah? I say in my language, we say ma or ammi, yeah? That's how we call our mothers. So when we say mom, how do we feel about it? Now imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about... Let's stop here, inshallah. So once more again, brothers. When you say mom, you know, how do you feel? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loves us more than our mother. So when you say Rabb, you know, bring some feeling of love when you say it. And imagine, we just gave the example of how big the universe is. Now, how many words do we know of? The words of? Say some words, you know, animals, birds, angels, yeah, plants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of all the alameen, the ones that we know and the ones that we don't know of. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil alameen. And alameen is the plural of alam. Now this is a difference, yeah? Don't say alim. Alim is scholar. So alam is word, yeah? An alameen is the plural of alam, which means al-alameen, the world. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, all praises and thanks to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So repeat with me, inshallah, with the feeling, with all of this in mind, bringing some, attaching some imagination and feeling with these, each of these words. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Once again, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we've already covered them. Ar-Rahman again, the intensely merciful, and Ar-Rahim, continuously merciful. So that's how usually it's translated, the most gracious, the most merciful. That's fine. We will take this translation for now, but you know Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So repeat with me. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Repeat the translation, inshallah, brothers. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So you repeat the translation. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay, since we don't have time, we'll skip this. And we'll just finish this, the second part of this lesson. And we'll finish here, which is the grammar part, inshallah. Okay, brothers. So let's repeat this once more, inshallah. The TPI, using the TPI, let's repeat once more again. Okay. So, who are he? Whom they? Anta you? Antum you all? Ana I? Nahnu we? Once more. Who are whom? Anta antum? Ana nahnu? Okay, so don't forget, inshallah, these are repeated. Now, the types of words, or the kalimat that we speak, there are three types: noun, verbs, and what we call the letters, the ones that join the words. Okay. Now, what are the examples of ism or noun? It can be the name of anything or attribute of anything. So, for example, kitab, yeah, and Makkah is the name of a city. Muslim is an attribute of a person. Mu'min is an attribute of a person. So, this is a noun. Now, how do you make plurals of nouns in Arabic? Okay, one way of doing it is, the simplest way of doing it is by just adding the word waw noon or ya noon at the end, un or in. So Muslim, the plural will be Muslimoon or Muslimin. Both are the plurals. Yeah, they're different forms, but inshallah we'll talk about it, why the different forms are used. So Muslim, plural is Muslimoon, Muslimin. Mu'min, Mu'mineen. Very good. Salih, Salihoon, Salihin. Kafir, Kafirun, Kafirin. Mushrik, Munafiq. Very good. Jazakumullah khair. So this is called the Jama Salim. One way of making plurals in Arabic words. Very easy. Just add un and in at the end of the ism or the noun. Okay. Now you can join this with what we did before. Huwa hum antantum. So if I want to say he is a Muslim, what will I say? Huwa Muslim. Repeat with me. Huwa Muslim. Huwa Muslim. He is a Muslim. Repeat with me. Huwa Muslim. He is a Muslim. Hum Muslimun. They are Muslims. Anta Muslim, you are Muslim. Antum Muslimoon, you all are Muslim. Ana Muslim, I am a Muslim. Nahnu Muslimoon, we are Muslim. We all are Muslim. Okay, repeat with me. Now we are Arabs. Now we don't know any other language, inshallah. So orientate your mind accordingly. Yeah, orientate it. Yeah. Huwa Muslim. Hum Muslimoon. Anta Muslim. Antum Muslimoon. Ana Muslim. نحن مسلمون. Once again. هو مسلم. هم مسلمون. أنت مسلم. أنتم مسلمون. أنا مسلم. نحن مسلمون. Very good. So, and you can combine all of it using the, say, مؤمن مؤمنون, yeah, كافر كافرون, مشرك مشركون, and so on. So you can add all of these three, these constructs at the beginning of it, and you will make the whole sentence, inshallah. So we'll stop here today, brothers. I have given you these the notes for first two lessons. Inshallah, next Friday we'll cover lesson number 3 and lesson number 4. So just spend some time every day. Just look at these notes. for 5 minutes. I'm not asking you more. Just look at these notes for 5 minutes, inshallah, and repeat it. Go tell it to your wives, your sisters, brothers, you know, your children, whoever. Just repeat this exercise with them so that inshallah it reinforces. As I said, I teach, I master. So inshallah you teach someone and inshallah you will never forget. JazakumAllahu khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.